I wish I could have been there. The first time that Yaakov came home and he davened Ma'ariv. We all have had the experience of going away from home and we come back a little frumer, sometimes a little frumer than our parents. Yaakov Avinu goes away and somehow, somewhere along the way, that Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis. And maybe the arvis didn't spread so fast, but he comes back eventually. And he comes home. And we all know that Zaydi daven shachris. Okay, but shachris first thing in the morning. Yitzchak gathers together a minion for mincha. And they say aleinu. And everybody's walking out the door. And of course, you got to be frumer than dad. He claps. Vahurachum. Everybody's looking around like, what's going on? Vahurachum what? Ma'ariv. Who ever heard of Ma'ariv? So it sounds like, from the Gemara, that until Yaakov Avinu, there's no Ma'ariv. Does it make any sense? Avram daven shachris. Yitzchak invents mincha. But no, that's it. Afternoon, I go home, turn off the lights, that's it. Suddenly one day, shows up Yaakov Avinu, he claps, and he comes up with this incredible chop called Ma'ariv. Doesn't make any sense. Rabotzai, Chazal tell us in several places that Avram Avinu made an Eruv Tavshilin. I have no idea what that means. He didn't have a Ziploc bag. I have no idea. How do you make an Eruv Tavshilin? What did he do? But what Chazal is certainly trying to tell us is that Avram intuited the mitzvos, even the mitzvos midrabanan. So you're telling me he made an Eruv Tavshilin and he never davened Ma'ariv? That was the one thing it didn't occur. He never ever davened Mincha, never davened. I don't know what it means. But whatever it is, what does that mean that he didn't daven Mincha, he didn't daven Ma'ariv? The Tosos Yeshanim say that Avram davened three times a day. He made an Erev Tavshilin, and he davened three times a day. He davened in the morning, he davened in the afternoon, and he davened at night. But he never davened Ma'ariv. Because Ma'ariv is not just a time of day. Ma'ariv is a way of relating to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ma'ariv is not just a particular tefillah that we might say at 10 o'clock. It's a tefillah that we say at the darkest times of our life. Yaakov Avinu is running away from home. Doesn't know what happened. 2 days ago, everything was great. Everything was terrific. He's sitting, he's learning, he's doing whatever Yaakov Ishtam does. Suddenly his mother tells him, put on this, put on that. He finds himself, he's running away from home. Do you ever think about it? Esav gets to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov finds himself running for his life. Esav didn't get the bracha. Yaakov got the bracha, and now he's on his way, leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the darkest moments of his life. Vayifga b'makom vayolen sham. Everything is dark. That's when he davened Ma'ariv. He didn't create the idea of a third time davening during the day. He created a different way and a different aspect of what it means to daven. When I feel all alone, when I feel that I can't understand what's going on and my life is out of control, when I feel furthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's at that moment that I can connect to Him and I can actually find a way into Shemayim. Halo Zekim Beis Elokim V'zeh Shara Shemayim. It's not just that I thought this was a rock. Who knew? No, I thought that I was as far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I could possibly be. I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at home with my family. And it turns out that I'm standing right next to the Shara Shemayim. Avram tikein tfilas arvis, when Chazal tell us that Yaakov created tfilas arvis, It doesn't mean that he davened at night. It meant that he showed us that you can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka at the most lonely times of your life. What does the Gemara say in Brachas? How do you know that he davened Ma'ariv? Because it says, Vayifga b'makom. Ve'ein pegia ela lashon tefila. Pegia is a lashon of tefila. Quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al tifga bi. Don't come after. Now it's the Churban. Right now, a very small window of time, you can't find me. But Yaakov Avinu found him. Yaakov Avinu found HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the most lonely and difficult time of his life, and that's what it means to daven Ma'ariv. I'll tell you a secret, Rabosa. You could daven Ma'ariv at night, you could daven Ma'ariv in the morning. Yes, you would use the language in the Siddur that we have for Shacharis, but the Shmoneh Esrei is basically the same. And there are moments in all of our lives where we daven a Shacharis, or a Mincha, and there are moments in our life where we daven a Ma'ariv. But we miss Ma'ariv too often. And it's strange for me to talk about this in a Sichas Musar to people who are here to daven Ma'ariv. But I don't mean we miss the 10 o'clock service in the synagogue. I mean that sometimes we're out there in the middle of the night and we feel so lonely and we feel so distant from the Ribono Shel Olam and we forget to daven Ma'ariv. It's an unbelievable Ramban in this coming week's Parsha. An unbelievable Ramban. It's one of those Rambans that changes the way you live. The Ramban at the beginning of Perek Lamed says something I would never say unless I was quoting a Ramban. Vatera Rachel ki lo yolda liyakov vatekani Rachel bachosa. Rachel's all jealous of her sister. Vatomer al Yaakov havuli banim. Give me children v'im ayin mesa anochi. If I don't have children, if I'm not able, not just infertility, if I'm not able to be one of the imahos, if I'm not able to be part of this family that'll lead Klal Yisrael, Mesa Anochi. Vayicharaf Yaakov b'Rachel, vayomer Yaakov is upset at Rachel, and he says, Hasachas Elokim Anochi? Am I God? Asher mana mimech privatem? It's my fault? Did I make the decision that you shouldn't have children? I have children? He doesn't say it, but everybody knows it. He answers her in a way that's difficult for us to understand, and that's not for tonight. But the Ramban says that this is the turning moment in Rachel's life. The Ramban says, V'hine hatzadekes b'rosa shalosucha lihisamech atfilas Yaakov. At that moment she realized she couldn't rely on her husband to daven for her. For whatever reason it was, and afterwards he tries to explain, for whatever reason she realizes at that moment that Yaakov is not going to daven on her behalf or not going to succeed in davening on her behalf for children. Shava lehispalel al atzma. She went home frustrated and she, for the first time, daven for herself. She thought that Yaakov Avinu was the one standing next to the Shaar HaShemayim. He's the one in the Beis Elokim. I'm going to daven? Shove lispal al atzma el shomea tza'aka, to the one who listens to screams, to cries. V'zeu v'yishmai le'elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to her. It's unbelievable Ramban. Rachel Imenu didn't daven for herself till she gave up. The stories about the couple who comes to the Hasidic Rebbe. The couple comes and they wait online. They want to have children. They wait and they wait and they wait. Many versions of the same basic idea. And they get to the Rebbe And the Rebbe, they pour out their hearts, they're crying after hours of standing there and talking to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, I can't help you. In your case, there's nothing that I can do. It's only in the morning when the Shamus calls the couple back to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, well, what happened when I said no? They said, we went home and we davened, we cried. Oh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, doesn't need me, he needs your tefillos. Even Rachel Imein, who didn't realize the power of davening, because she felt so distant, she felt for some reason that she wasn't standing at the Shara Shemayim. That's what it means to daven Ma'ariv. It means to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting and just wants us to ask. How many times, Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz points out, this has happened to everybody in the room. There are lots of reasons why we have throwaway Shmoneh Esreis. Okay, just those, nothing to talk about. I didn't get anything out of that. I didn't remember a word. Nothing happened. There are a lot of reasons why that happens to us. One of the reasons, one of the times when that happens to us is when we're really stressed out about something, right? Something's going really wrong in our life. We have something we can't concentrate. Okay, you can't concentrate. Rabbi Steinsaltz says, isn't it amazing? I understand that you blew through the whole Shmoneh Esrei, but you didn't even ask for the thing that was bothering you so much that you couldn't daven. So you got all the brachas wrong. You didn't get, but Shomei Tefillah, you're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't it ridiculous? We're standing there at the Shara Shemayim, and I'm too stressed out about something to ask the one person, being that can actually do something about it. What a waste. But that's why it took a Yaakov to be Misakin Tefillas Arvis. Because sometimes it doesn't occur to us. It doesn't occur to us to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own words for the things that we need most. There's a sefer, a very interesting sefer on Tefillah called Ha'aras HaTefillah by Rabbi Uri Weissblum. And he has in one of his akdamas a fascinating, fascinating idea about how to make tefillah more meaningful. It's a wild idea. I'm not suggesting you do this, but you'll probably be too curious not to try it at some point. He points out that just as Rabbi Steinsaltz said, it's specifically because I've got so much going on in my life that I can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything, because it doesn't occur to me. Sometimes before I dive in, I'll try to think of what do I want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about. That's the worst thing to do, because then I start thinking about it. So how do you balance it? Tefillah is supposed to be about asking Hashem for whatever we need. But then we start thinking about it, and then we forget that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could give it to us. So he says something amazing. You could try this proverbially, if not really. But when I do this, and I'll admit I'm strange enough to do once in a while what he suggests, it changes the next few hours of my day. And that's what tefillah is supposed to do. Rav Weissblum asks, have you ever taken off in an airplane when it was raining? If you ever had that experience of taking off in an airplane when it's pouring rain, you're a little bit nervous, you're wondering, should we really be flying in this weather? I don't know if this is a really good idea, but planes are big things and they can handle the rain. And you take off and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, but it's pretty dark. And you're flying, 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 and suddenly you get into the clouds. And then it really gets dark and you really have no idea what's going on. And then you have that moment, right? That moment where you just come through the clouds. It's an unbelievable feeling. Unbelievable. You come through the clouds and you realize it's actually sunny today. It's always sunny up here. That moment, that sensation, is an exercise that he suggests that you do as you take 3 steps forward. What? He says like this. He says that the rain and the darkness and everything is what our lives are about. Our lives are so difficult. We're not supposed to forget that. We're not supposed to put that all away before we daven. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the stuff that we need to ask for. And we have to ask for it. We come to Him in this pouring rain. Our lives are so busy and so complicated. And we're flying, we're moving forward, and then suddenly we have that moment that we realize that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as we're up there, as long as we're standing with the Ribono Shel Olam, everything's always sunny. And it's not that we forget that our lives are complicated. We look down, we can see the clouds. When you're up there, you could still see down, but you look at it in a much different way. You're no longer, as we sometimes imagine, praying up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're looking down at the world. Every time we take three steps back, Rabbosai, we should feel so much less alone. Every time we take those three steps back, if we get nothing out of the davening, except for the fact that I'm not in this myself, that it's not just me, even though nobody can understand what I'm going through and nobody knows, this person knows I have this problem, this person, nobody knows the whole thing, somebody knows. And it turns out, not only does he know, but he cares, and he can actually help. I'm not in it alone. And I stand next to him, above those clouds, so to speak. And together we look down on the world, and I promise you, it doesn't look the same way when you're standing next to the Ribono Shel Olam. It doesn't look nearly as scary. It doesn't look nearly as lonely. And that's what it means to daven ma'ariv. You know, when we take three steps back, Rabbosai, we imagine that we're taking leave of the king. And the king is over there, and that we take three steps back from him. But if our few moments that we spend in tefillah have really worked, perhaps we can envision that he's stepping back with us. It's not that I'm leaving his palace. It's not that I had a few moments with him and now I'm pulling away. It's that I went in to get him because he wants me to ask, even in the middle of the night. He wants me to ask. He's waiting there. He wants to help me, and all I need to do is ask. And kiviyachal, I take his hand, and together we take three steps back. And now I'm not so alone. Davening can be, if we elect to be so, the most transformative moments of our day. The Sefer HaKuzari writes that the three times that we daven a day are like the pre-hayom, like Shabbos is the pre-hashavua. That we should, when we finish Shacharis, the first thing we should say is not, ooh, what am I going to have for breakfast? But is, man, it's so long till Mincha, I can't believe it. This is going to be tough. But if every time we check in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel more confident, we feel more cared for, we feel that we're working together with Him as difficult as everything is, then it's difficult to have those long times in between. Let's use the opportunity that we have, an incredible opportunity we have three times a day, but especially now. Because it's, you can daven at night, you can daven in the morning, but only Yaakov showed us how to daven ma'ariv. Vayifga b'makom, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when it seems that there's no one there. To find Him, to grab hold of Him, and to bring Him back into our lives. Let's daven ma'ariv.